of, quote, Asian origin. And see a king who reigns in righteousness. Wait a minute. You think you ran into Neil's plan?
No, I don't think we'll have one for us.
Are we going to celebrate a Loving Hand anniversary coming up?
Yeah.
Okay.
The 28th, we're having
the Loving Hand,
and that will be our ninth year.
Have an event the 29th, the 28th, on Sunday. On Sunday, we'll put the stuff out on Sunday, show what they do. Yes. Yes. See, a king, that wasn't a suggestion. That was what we're going to do. Everybody needs to know. See, a king will reign in righteousness. Here we've been talking about the evil kings. Now we change back to verse 30, chapter 32, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 1. A king will, future tense. This is his prophecy. Remember, prophecy, he's big on prophecy, will reign in righteousness, and rulers will rule with justice. Well, God help us if we hear that today. I'm serious. Everything that we seem to talk about anymore, somebody's going to court. I just finished reading the Constitution again and the preamble. But my favorite part of the preamble is Barney Fife and Andy Griffith on my left hand of the show. Someday I want you to show it for us. That's just beautiful. But most of what people think the Constitution is isn't. Most of what they think isn't. It's just not there. And I have heard people say, well, I've got my rights. Well, no, we've got justice. And I like, what did the Vice President Ken sort of, the Vice President said this week, Joe Biden, something about, you can have the truth or you can have facts, but you can't have both. I figured out, what is that? What was it, Jeff? How do you say it?
He said, we choose truth over facts.
We choose truth over facts. I'm thinking, really? You don't need to watch comedy. Just watch the TV. The news shows are full of comedy. And I like that, this one better. Poor people have as much right as white people. Now, when y'all figure that one out, please write me a letter back. Every man will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm, like streams of water in the desert. A shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land. I do remember the great rock is what Moses struck, and the water came out to feed the people when they were in the desert. So what we're getting here is the righteous king is going to be good for us. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't want you to be religious. I want you to be righteous. Religious, by true definition, means you do the same thing over and over and over and over. At 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and at 4 o'clock every morning, on the TV, somebody's playing the Star Spangled Banner. I wake up, all you talk, you know how to get up there. So, you do over and over, but righteousness has to do with doing the right things, the godly things, the godly ways, and that's what we're after. The righteous king, the rulers with justice. Can you not remember the opening of the black and white show used to be called Dragnet? Justice. And is it not better than Superman? What do you fight for? The justice of the American way. So we want justice. Each man will be like a shelter from the wind. You've been in blowing winds. If you've lived up north, you've been times you wanted to hide behind a tree or a rock or a car. Just let that wind break off of you. You get that. And the sun, a shade. And in who's not in here been thirsty at least once in their life? That would love. Hey, you go to the airport and you're thirsty. $3.95 for a pint of water. But they pay probably 3 cents for a Walmart or a cent. So, all serious. Like a shadow of a great rock. Then, future tense. The eyes of those who see will no longer be closed. And the ears of those who hear will listen. Third graders, no, we don't want to hear what you're saying. You've done that and you know. Or you turn down the TV because somebody's on there you don't want to hear talk, you hit that mute button. You're going to get your friend put down on a mute button in as well. The eyes who see will no longer be closed. Our minds, our eyes, our ears, our life will be opened up because we're hearing the truth. How come at times we miss something? We don't trust the person who's telling us. Or we don't care for the topic they're telling us. Or we just don't want to know who did this. Talk to the hand, the ears are closed. Who is that? Some comedian or something. Talk to the hand, the ears are closed. The ears are closed. Too often we're that way. We're going to want to listen. The mind of the rash will know and understand. I have the privilege of playing in the Bells. I was drafted. They didn't think I'd do it. And Dick, you were there that first year with me. It was passion. I don't even need the markers. We didn't markers, they're all the little kids, but it's a passion. Here it is. Yeah. Okay, they have something that looks like this, and then you see something that looks like this. Then you have something that looks like this, and you have like this. And then you have one little thing right there. Does any of you non-musical people prove me any idea what that means? Well, now, if I painted that orange, you would know that that is a D. And every time you see that D, you're supposed to go, D. You're only laughing because it's true. And some of you girls have three or four bells in your hand at the same time. Know that's a D, you have to put an orange marker on because you can read the D. And you got, how many of you besides Linda and I are going to play them? And Carol, play the organ or piano. Folks, let me tell you, there's a whole lot of little marks on ourselves. If you understand them, God bless you. So often, we're given a situation where we don't understand what it means. I cannot go by. If you go into a public bathroom now, where it says, all employees must wash their hands, I try to read it in Spanish. I don't know if they're washing their feet or water. But none of those words make sense to me. We're not prepared for it. We need to be prepared for what God's going to tell us. The mind of the rash will know and we will understand. The stammering tongue will be fluent and clear. The best one I can ever think about is Mr. Mel Tillis. How he would stutter. Wasn't it the one that stuttered today? But when he sang, it was just smooth. And his stammering tongue. Well, when God gets to us, when Christ the judge comes to us, we're going to be fluent. We're going to be clear. No longer will the fool be called noble. God help us. We'll have the people we're supposed to be, we look up to, and then sits about it all. I mean, seriously. The statements of some of the comedians, our singers, our sports people, let alone politicians, you're like politicians, are just ridiculous. Those things will be gone. And those speak folly. Where the fool speaks folly, the scandal will be highly, nor the scandal. No longer will the fool become noble, nor the scandal be highly respected. How much money and time is going to be spent in the next 6 months or 2 years over this guy that supposedly, and I use the word supposedly because I wasn't there, he made a suicide in his cell. And if those of you who are conspiracy theorists like I am, there ain't no way possible he did that by himself. Connie agrees with me. There's a plurality of two. I've got some more hope on it. With a paper, with a paper, with a paper. You see, scoundrels will no longer be counted as somebody reported. His practice, he practiced ungodliness. The foolish is folly. His mind is busy with evil. He practices ungodliness and spreads errors concerning the Lord. There you go. That's just the one thing. He lies about the Lord. How many people have spoken? It will get up right in your face with all assurity. And hey, God said this, and God said that, and God means this, and God. And I say, quick chapter verse. When somebody makes a declaration like that, give them somewhere, give me the book it's in. Give me the chapter it's in. Give me the verse it's in. And we'll look it up together. Had a couple hour dealing. What's going to happen to you? Get my secret message. Had a couple hour dealing with a Mormon. And the first statement was simply this. We will only talk about what's in the Old and New Testament. Except the Old and New Testament. Don't bring me Joseph Smith. Don't bring me any of those other books. I don't want to hear about the Code of Elders. We're going to talk about the first book. Except the Bible. That's the first question. You mean the Bible? Oh, absolutely. The Bible's always true. Everything is good. Well, then we start looking at what they quote you. And it's not there. And what they believe. And it's not there. And their truth, is different from the facts. After about 30, 45 minutes of a well-prepared conversation, he told his wife, are you looking for me? Oh, you are. Well, I'm going to come home. But he couldn't take it. Teach you the truth. My opinion doesn't matter. God's word matters. We can argue opinions all day long. Like the barbecue sauce made with vinegar, or tomato paste, or mustard. Mayonnaise on your barbecue sauce? Well, that's nasty. You see? Please don't bring barbecue sauce. But see, we can have opinions, but we have facts. Because the fact is, this case, he might have a piece of bread. The hungry, he lives empty. Talk about the fool now. When the thirsty, he withholds water. The scoundrel's methods are wicked. He makes up evil schemes. Don't we hear that all the time now? Things in the news. People cheating other people. We may be seeing a bloodletting in China. Well, exactly. I say China. I'm probably wrong. He's probably Hong Kong. But, they figured, remember Tiananmen Square back in 1989?
The tanks?
Yeah. They say after the cameras went away, they brought in 200,000 soldiers who had M16s, M15s, the Chinese M15s, with bullets that shatter. In other words, when they hit you, they just splatter. Steve Scalise, the congressman that was shot, congressman at the baseball game, he hit him with one fragmentation bullet. They said he broke it over 100 pieces and cut it off. They killed over 100,000 of the protesters. Keep an eye on what's going on in Hong Kong. I don't know how we can interfere. We're going to do a nuclear bomb at the airport. Charles.
They stopped American ships from going into Hong Kong already.
They've already stopped them? I don't expect we're going to be flying into Hong Kong anytime soon either. The scoundrel's methods are wicked. You disagree with me? I'll just put you in jail or kill you. He makes up evil schemes to destroy the poor with lies, even when the plea of the needy is just. The noble man makes noble plans, and by noble deeds he stands. So now there's a promise of good king. There's a promise of what the evil is and what the evil does. We have to be very, very careful. If it sounds too good to be true, it's probably not true. And if you don't hear on the news at least once a week about somebody who got scammed by a door-to-door salesman, they should have that happen. You remember what I'm talking about? No, you don't. little kids came by, we lived on Nancy Street. And they got a, there was some miracle cleaner. Miracle cleaner. Do everything. And they put it on her porch and it cleaned up the pile. It was good. So you bought two bottles? The problem was the bottles, what she bought, had been cut. About 100 times. 2 or 3 years ago. Jeff, when did we do the carpet? The new carpet? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
About a year so.
2016.
2016. About a year so before that, fella came by selling the miracle food. Yeah. Remember that? You were there. Mm-hmm. He was going to clean the hallway right in front of the kitchen. That's the only reason over there. It was stained. He took this cleaner in and he did a really good job. He cleaned it up. Let me show you a case right now. I said, well, I've got to go to the board. That's the store. About 3 days later, I got a doctor doing it. All of us smelled like her. Came right back that way. An old man makes all the money. Well, any questions about 1-8? Because now we'll get into being personal. You women who are so complacent, rise up and listen to me. Your daughters who feel secure, hear what I have to say. This is Isaiah the prophet, okay? In a little more than a year, you who feel secure will tremble. The great harvest will fail. The harvest of fruit will not come. Tremble, you complacent women. Shudder, you daughters who feel secure. Thank you for going through that way. Let me mention two words for you. See if this brings a flash of glimmer about you. The Roaring Twenties. Followed by what? 1929, was it not October? 29th, 30th of October, when the Great Depression hit, the fall of the South Arkansas. Everybody is back up. We in Lexington, Georgetown, we have a place called Toyota, but our president was coming from Toyota. And they were so busy there for a while before the recession that they were getting loans for cars and houses just on their overtime pay. They were making more overtime money than they were making straight up. Well, when that depression of 08, 09 hit, and people were buying cars hand over fist, and there was no longer a list of cars to be sold, all of a sudden, they weren't making the overtime. And they were losing houses and cars. So secure. They thought so good about it. Go on forever. He said, this is going to happen to Jerusalem on the mother later on. It did happen to Jerusalem. Strip off your clothes and put on sackcloth around your waist. Beat your breast for the pheasant fields, for the fruitful vines, for the land of my people. Gunny sacks is the best term I've got for sackcloth. The sackcloth material you all use to crochet on, or crochet six cords per inch. What's the thickness of those? 4 cords per inch. Don't think that was pretty coarse and pretty itchy. If you've ever seen real gunny sacks, I'm not talking about plastic, I'm talking about a real one. You do a sack race, the scar you raise is all pieces. Don't put them down. 8 or 10 per inch. Still a lot of hard. A land will be overgrown with thorns and briars. You ever seen a field that's gone back to nature? Kentucky has them, Tennessee has them. Does Indiana have them? Ohio have what's called multifloral roads? You don't know that. It's in the field, it usually was planted. You ever told me you don't need to do a fence anymore? Just plant these cute little road bushes right down your road, and you'll never have to worry about fencing again. Well, no, you won't, because when you're in the fence in, just keep growing and growing until it takes over a field. That's the picture I see. With this briars and thorns over the lady. And it's full of that. You got no hope? You see where they're digging across the street now? They're clearing a big chunk of land right down maybe close to where you live. Where you live. On both sides. I don't know what's going in there, but there's a whole lot of it. Yes, mourn for all the houses of America. The city is of gravel. If you live in a town that's been there a while, you probably have old movie theaters or opera houses in that have just sat empty for years because people quit going to them. I mean, nowadays, I remember, and I'm probably not the only one here, remember drive-in movies. Remember drive-in movies? Everywhere. Everybody had one on Old 41. It's on a flea market. Has anybody been to a drive-in movie lately? About 3 months a year because there's snow on the ground the rest of the time.
Not this year.
But how many drive-in theaters we see anymore? Now we're shopping centers or businesses because people don't come there. And I don't know. Well, I remember we always saw people rich and we drove by their house and they'd get tired with a big antenna where they get 4 or 5 stations. Most people I knew had a tower and antenna but they'd go to the TV. Anyone. Fortress will be abandoned. The noisy city deserted. The citadel and the watchtower will become wasted forever. If you've known anybody that served in the Iraq War, ask them if they were in Baghdad and then see if they traveled over to see where Babylon was. 30 or so months. Find that. Mix it up. What do you want? A picture of Baghdad and Babylon. The modern day picture. But, no, Mr. Holy, I got to pick on that. You can feel that down. But a watchtower, wasted forever. The delight of donkeys and the pasture of flocks. In other words, land was no good to people anymore. They couldn't buy it, they didn't do anything. The desert becomes. But until the Spirit is poured upon us from high, until the Spirit is poured on us from God, the desert becomes a fertile field. And the fertile field seems like a forest. There is some better than it is. Your ancestors, if they came over back in the 1600s or 1700s, and if they didn't stay in New York City or Boston or Philadelphia, they would go out into the country. And they would take an old double-bladed axe or a crosscut saw and they would start cutting trees. And they would take a team of mules or horses and drive pulling stumps. They didn't pull them dynamite the stumps out. And they would put fences around it, often from the tree stumps and all. And they would plant it. And that's how the land was brought up. Nowadays, you're going to a field next door. Well, that's a good example next door. All that wilderness was cut down. And then he plowed it. Then he put in a pond. And planted the grass and then he quit. Next time you see Chuck, ask Chuck. Next time you see who don't want to do that. Our mower man.
Ken.
Ken. Ask him, is this guy still alive or whatever happened? He's supposed to go to the house, but he's here. Yeah. Already with the same thing. Justice will dwell in the desert. Righteousness will live in the fertile field. Never give up. You got it for me?
I don't know.
Well, I don't either. Let's just see what they got. No, I mean the real. Can you get to the real one? That's just a picture. Photos of Baghdad. Photos. I gave you 2 days
off. You gave me a week off.
I know.
Yeah.
That doesn't count. Well, the spot of the original Tower of Babel, but that's not. You need to help me out. Modern day picture of Babylon. Type that in. What? Show it to them and I'll tell you. There's a ruins of it. Go up to them. That's just, see, it's just a ruin. My righteousness, my righteousness.
There.
Babylon.
Okay.
Trust me, nobody doesn't. You just want. You don't want to be in Babylon. You want to be back at the city. Well, I said hold down. A lot of different ideas. Okay, we'll go on. Thank you. Justice would grow. Justice, righteousness would grow. Righteousness, peace. Those are the kind of things that people look forward to. God, it says, will be the revenge, the wrath of God, not of ours. Now, people will live in peaceful, dwelling places, in secure homes, and undisturbed places of rest. Though hell flattens the forest, the city is level completely. How blessed you will be, sowing your seed by every stream, and letting your cattle and donkeys range free. It's a time of peace and peacefulness. Now, some think this is during 1,000 years of tranquility. Some think this is leading up to the 7 years of the 3.5 good years of peace before the 3.5 bad years of the tribulation. There are a lot of different thoughts. But God has promised to make that land free once again. And the power of Israel is there. Woe to you, O destroyer. You who have not been destroyed. Woe to you, O traitor, you have not been betrayed. Then you stop destroying, when you stop destroying, you will be destroyed. One of the fiercest names of the ancient world was a fellow by the name of Genghis Khan. When he started coming, the people just surrendered. Well, they knew they couldn't live through him. Genghis Khan doesn't rule anymore. He's dead. Nero saw the Caesar. Alexander the Great, all those horrible leaders that used to be there, William the Conqueror, for that matter, all those people who lived, they're gone. And some of them, their remains, part of what they did, some of them were wiped out very quickly. And they will forget about it. There have been times when a despot would die, the next person along had to like Egypt. We're having to go and take the chiseled names off of the tombs or off of the pyramids. They want anybody to remember who they were. They want to be erased from history. That's what happened to the betrayer. That's what happened to the destroyers and those types of things. Oh Lord, be gracious to us, I plead. We long for you. Be our strength evermore, our salvation in a time of distress. That sounds like a prayer for a person who needs God and knows they need God. They're appealing to God. Not just the day before a test, or when you see the red lights flashing behind you. You heard about the guy who got a job, and a bear comes after him, and he trips and falls. He said, oh God, let this become, let this be a Christian bear. All of a sudden, the bear was down on his knees, praying with his head up to him. This meal we're about to take. Sometimes we only go to God in times of. You like that one? You can use it and claim it for yourself. Be gracious to us. We long for you. Be our strength every morning. As the thunder of your voice and the people sleep, when you rise up, the nations scatter. You plunder, O nations, by the unbelievable. Like swarm the war from the end of the but there's a lot of times when there's no destruction. The people come in and scavenge what they left over. Okay? Israelites were that way. When they went into Babylon and take what they wanted, the city they had, the other way around, they went to Babylon and they weren't supposed to take anything. And they were harmed a lot. They went and attacked the city they had, the same battle, and lost because they had taken the road of Jubilee. God said he wanted to live again. But other times, they were allowed to keep what they wanted. You plunder. You like the young locusts. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. I love that song of God. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty. What was, it shall be. The great anthem. We have that number. Well, that's the bells. That's got that note right here. That D is in that note. I know that. We know God more. You know what I'm talking about. He deserves it. We go on. The Lord exalted, for he dwells on high. Remember that Jerusalem was the highest point in Israel. No matter where you came from, north, south, east, or west, you came and you went up to Jerusalem on that mountain. He's on high. He will fill Zion with just Zion in Israel. Jerusalem is the city. That's how we're marking Zion. He will fill with justice and righteousness. He will be the sure foundation for your time. If you grew up in Sunday school, going to church, I know you've heard it. The wise man builds his house upon the rock. The foolish man builds his house upon the sand. You've sung that song. There's a guy that does commercial on the radio. On the phone. If you have sinking foundation, we'll come in and raise them up. You can get a firmer foundation. And if you're a builder, you're going after a solid ground. Build a firm foundation on it. So that it won't settle. Right. Richard, you're a builder, you know that. You never built on a trash pile, did you? Or a bog field? Nothing good come out of it. That's what you said. And there are several different kinds of sand down there. Some of you will build on it, some of you won't. He will be the sure foundation for your times. I don't think it's accidental. Sound the son of Jonah. The flesh and blood is not revealed to you, but my Father. And this shall be the rock on which my church shall be built. It wasn't Peter. Peter wasn't the rock, the church of God. The big confession of Jesus is Christ is the rock that the church is built upon. So I don't think there's any doubt that he's referred to here. You'll be a firm foundation, a rich store of salvation, wisdom, knowledge. And the fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. You remember, you got international, you got the Hebrew. Give me the translation of the word fear. Verse 6, the latter part. The fear of the Lord. Look, the brave men. You didn't throw all that. She did it all on her own. Fear.
Fear of.
Fear of. It just says fear of. I don't know a better word. Fear. Anybody afraid of rats? Giving their birth function. Or I guess the worst thing down here to be afraid of is not even alligators, but brown recruit spine. Well, they can do some of that. You were talking about one. They had a lot of trouble, didn't they? They got killed. Jen and Nick's cousin, still physically ill from him, what, 15 years ago? Yeah, well, in respect and fear. The Lord is the key to this treasure. Knowledge of what God can do. Look, the brave men cry aloud in the streets. The envoys of peace wept heavily. Envoy means an ambassador. The highways are deserted. No travelers are in the road. The treaty is broken. To me, I wrote myself a note on this. It sounded like a lot like Revelation. The streets are deserted. You've probably seen war movies after the opposing forces coming in the conflict. How empty the streets can be, how desolate things can be. They've come down. The land moans, mourns, and wastes away. Lebanon is ashamed and withers. Okay, if you watch TV news, probably 20, 25 years ago, you may remember the term the coal, I can't remember what, Reagan was the president. Cobalt towers were on a Sunday morning, like we were in the morning. My grandfather, we were taking on a Sunday morning, like 280 Marines were blown out of the barracks. That was in Lebanon. You see at night, NBC News on night, where the battle was going on, the civil war inside of Lebanon, so much that they were throwing shrimp, they didn't have any guns on, they had slain, they were throwing their stones at the soldiers. Lebanon has been in the middle of it all the way back to the time of Solomon when Lebanon produced the timbers to build the temple. It was involved in it here. hundreds of years after Solomon.
That's been involved in the hot oil last century.
And it will continue to be a hot spot. Not in Assyria, but it will be a hot spot. Sherem, the wife of Arabia, the Basha, the Carmel, dropped their roof. The wet leather, and the beautiful tree will be a filler. Now as I arise, says the Lord, you pinch. Now as I arise, says the Lord, now I will be exalted, and then I will be lifted up. You can see the chaff, you give birth to straw, your breath is fire that consumes you. And people will be burned as if alive. Cut like thorn bushes, there will be seven blades. Destruction comes. We used to burn off the field at times. When we got overgrown, I know that you all have heard the saw that. It would take a field. Howard Edison, I was talking about a while ago. Howard Edison used to work for the whoever that had the web cup. And they would actually take ping pong balls full of some kind of chemical and out of a helicopter. And they would shoot with something and throw them out. And they'd start fires, burn all the underbrush of that population. It's got to be like clean way, raised and molded. So that's not anything new. Burned a lime. There's a term called quick lime. Lime, ground up limestone. Lime is what they would use mixed with water that they would put on the hides of animals, whether it's tanning cattle hide, chicken, and tanning the leather would be lime. And that stuff will destroy the body very quickly, with right through the flesh. If we burn up, isn't it for the life? Those who are far away hear what I've done, says the Lord. Those who are near acknowledge my power, for the citizens of Zion are terrified. Trembling grips their godly. That's twice the word trembling. Ever been scared to tremble? Maybe watch one of those Friday the 13th movies, some of those scary type of things. You got there. Who of us can dwell in the certain fire? He walks righteously. He who walks righteously and speaks what is right, who rejects gain from extortion, who keeps his hands from accepting bribes, who stops his ears against the plots of murder, shuts his eyes against contemplating evil. This is the man who will dwell on the heights, whose refuge will be in the mountain. One of the interpretations of what will happen to the Jewish people is a city called the Red Sea. Or to the people. It's a testament that, and it's a place still there. And there you go, Norm. Let me give you an easy one. City of Petra. Petra. City of Petra. And it was where the Essenes, probably the Essenes, said that they lived there during the time of John the Baptist, when they were taking care of the ancient scrolls and the like. And they give the scripture is a place that can only be entered by one long, narrow path. Well, they're all the same. Hit number two, guide to Petra. In Jordan, notice, see, that has been hand carved out of that red rock. Somebody had a lot of time on their hands. Can you imagine the guy that said, whoops, and missed and cracked one of those? Keep going. I want to see if you have an overview of Petra, like I talked about. This is very deep inside. Well, most people, matter of fact, it was hidden for a long time from the overview. Which one? Do a copyright call. Keep on. It's been out of stone. It's a city. It's a city. Go back into it. No. But that's a description. The narrowness. There's a pathway a lot like that in there. The narrowness that an invading army can't come in. They say a lot of Jewish a detour. Let's go. You write the check, I'll get the passport. You see how high it is and how the people are protected from that. That's where I, and if, suppose Richard's last name. Bob, you may be the only one that remembers Richard. Ritter. He had a whole series of films and stuff. And, well, you remember Richard, don't you, Gene? Richard Hershberger? When I first came, you will remember. It's been a long time. It's an amazing place. 2100 year old. All right. Thank you. You've heard your deal. This way, the man who dwelt the heights, and I think that's a good description. His bread will be supplied, and water will not fail him. Give him everything he needs. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty, and view the land that stretches apart. In your thoughts, you will ponder the former terror. Former means past. Where is that chief officer? Where is the one who took the revenue? Where is the officer in charge of the towers? You see those ignorant people. Area people no more. These people of obscure speech with their language in incomprehensible tongues. Look upon the city of Zion, the city of festivals. Your eyes will see Jerusalem, a peaceful abode, a tent that states will never be pulled up, nor is it corrupt. When God makes a promise, let it take place. There the Lord will be our mighty one, will be again in the future. There will be a broad rivers and streams, no galley with oars will ride them. No mighty ship will sail upon streams. For the Lord our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. Verse 23, 2 and a half. It is he who will save us. How important that line is. It is he who will save us. Not some politician, not some actor, not some preacher. But God and God alone. Your rings hang loose. You have some military. A navel. The mast is not secure. The sail will not spread. Then an abundance of spoils will be divided. Even the lame will carry off the plunder. Talks about the man by the pool of Bethesda. But every time the water was troubled, he could not get up and get in because it was lame. And then he was healed by the apostles. Lame will carry off food and plunder. No one living in Zion will say, I'm in. The sins of those who dwell there will be forgiven. Let's talk about the 33. He's giving us promises of hope. And we can apply a lot of that to our time that we live in today. Because there are a lot of people who fit those descriptions of the scallywags, the scoundrels, the deceivers, and all. The line still fit. Any questions? Start with 34. Thank you.